China's National People's Congress is in session this week. The big headline is the removal of term limits for President Xi Jinping. But what about the lack of women? Just a quarter of the nearly 3,000 delegates to the Congress are women. There are almost no women in China's Communist Party leadership, just one woman in the 25-member Politburo. Joining us now is Yun Sun, co-director of the East Asia Program and director of the China Program at the Stimson Center. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And does that surprise you that there are so few women in leadership positions in China?
It's not surprising because historically this has been the same thing. There is a pattern about a low level of representation by females in the Chinese politics, and especially on the senior politics in terms of the senior leadership. Usually we would be lucky if we see two women on the highest level of, for example, the Politburo. And the two out of 25 members was the highest level that we have ever got. So now we end up with one female member at the Politburo level, and that's kind of normal for Chinese politics.
And why is that? Why is that normal?
There are many factors in play here. So first of all, we know that China, in the Oriental, the Asian culture, there is a cultural barrier to senior political roles for women, because the traditional definition of women's role in the society is a caregiver. The female representation in Chinese politics is still regarded as for a decoration purpose. So they would like to have females at the National People's Congress, at the Politburo, to show the world that, well, women are important and we are having female representation in our political system. But once they fulfill that decoration purpose, they stop looking beyond this one woman or two women and try to promote more women to join, to participate in politics. Then in terms of the social capitals, in China, there's still this perception and this phenomenon that men enjoys better social networks. Men can hang out with men. Men can hang out with other powerful people. But women do not necessarily have those opportunities to hang out with men, for example, for drinking after work, to gain more social network or social capital. Then, last but not least, in terms of the political system or the bureaucratic system, there are all sorts of setups that make it more difficult for women to advance to more higher level and political roles.
One of the barriers that exists today is that women in China have to retire earlier than men do, right? Does that play a role?
Yes. That is absolutely correct. So the retirement age for women in China is 55, and the retirement age for men is 60. That has a significant impact over the promotion decisions between men and women, because naturally the men will have a longer period that he can work for a particular agency or work for a particular office. So from the organization's point of view, it is more worthwhile, it is more efficient to have a man to be promoted, because a man simply can work on that job longer, and that investment is more worthy in this sense.
There's another aspect of this that I want to ask you about, which is China had long had the one-child policy where people were only allowed to have one child. Now there's a two-child policy. Do you think that that is going to play into whether women in China decide to get into politics or not?
Absolutely. First of all, for anyone to get into Chinese politics, you really have to start from the very beginning. So it's almost non-existent for someone to have a business career for 10 years, and then this person decides to join the government. The government usually doesn't work that way. They don't take employees half the way. They like to cultivate the employee from the very beginning. And that also makes the government employees more trustworthy if the person has been working for the government the whole time. So that means that most of the employees we see in the Chinese government, they have been there since graduation from colleges. So for women, the implication of the second child policy is that, well, it's going to affect their political advancement even more. Because once the woman gets pregnant in the Chinese government, in anticipation of that, their bosses usually stop giving them important tasks, knowing that they will step away from their positions for a prolonged period of time. And another calculation by the Chinese leaders or the Chinese officials about female employee working for them is that once a female employee has child or has children, her attention will be so distracted that she will not be able to focus solely on her job. So that makes the decision-making coming to whether they promote a woman or promote a man much more biased towards the selection of the men.
I was just in Beijing recently, and I remember a conversation with my tour guide there who had lived in China his whole life, and he was asking me about the election in the United States, and he said that many Chinese believed that Hillary Clinton would be bad for China, bad for the world, because they believe that if you put a woman in charge, this is his words, if you put a woman in charge, things go downhill. Is that a common perception in China?
I think that is a common perception in China. It's a cultural perception which is prevalent in the Chinese society, that people see women as more emotional and as more dramatic and as less rational and less effective and efficient in terms of their decision-making capability. So the discrimination against women is not conspicuous. It's not like the Chinese Constitution has a clause or have an article against women having senior political roles. But even among the general public, the perception is that females are inferior. So that's a much deeper cultural and social phenomenon.
So what about this woman who is the only female in Communist Party leadership? Is she, would you say, the most powerful woman in China?
In terms of the bureaucratic ranking, currently she is, because we know the members of the Politburo, they have what we call a bureaucratic ranking of the vice national level kind of leadership position. And she is the only woman who has that. Sun Chunlan, this female member of the Politburo, she started as a worker in a factory in northeast China at the age of 15. And she was promoted during the Cultural Revolution, and then she was in charge of women's work in her city. And then she was promoted within that track to within the provincial government. And later, about 20-something years later, she became the governor of one of the provinces in China. And that's how she rose up. So yes, that does make her the most powerful woman in China. However, if we look at her role, that her real position, other than the bureaucratic ranking, is that she is the minister, the chief of the United Front. So United Front is a department where the Chinese Communist Party deal with other minority political parties that are not Chinese Communist Party. So that's not a significantly powerful or political position compared to other ministries, for example, the Foreign Ministry or the Defense Ministry. So I would say that her role, although her bureaucratic ranking is high, but her real responsibility compared to her male colleagues are still not at the same level.
What does this mean for women in China to have so few women in the government at the top levels of government?
I think for one, it reinforces this perception even among women that females are not built for senior political positions. And women in China should not aim for a advanced political career in the Chinese government. So that sends a lot of implied messages in the process, because it does affect the self-perception of women. And another impact, which is very interesting, is that when a female becomes a leader, usually she would try to avoid advocating for females' political rights or advocating for the promotion of more females within the bureaucracy. So it's almost like an overcompensation phenomenon, that we don't see female leaders in China advocating for women's rights or women's promotion because they don't want to be seen as biased because they are women and they are favoring promotions of other women.
How do you think China would be different if there were more women in power or even a woman president?
Wow, that's quite unimaginable given the Chinese traditional culture. When China was first, when People's Republic of China was first founded, we did have a chairwoman of the country, although her role was mostly nominal. She was not in charge of the government. So her name is Song Qingling, and she was the widow of Dr. Sun Yat-sen, so who was the founder of the Republic of China. Her role was mostly decorative, and she had limited her role and her responsibility to the issues that she worked on, for example, women's issues, children's issues. So coming back to your question, to even have a woman who is the head of the state or who is at an exceedingly high political position in China, unless that person is really in charge of the real power and the authority, otherwise, I don't see that person being able to change the political culture or to change the unequal positions between men and women in China, especially in Chinese politics.
That's Yun Sun, who is co-director of the East Asia Program and director of the China Program at the Stimson Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.